Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble man, what trouble we gonna get into this weekend? How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Troy?
What say, JP? What's on your mind?
Oh man, I can't call it, man. What you say about it?
Oh man, I can't call it either, brother.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm doing too much, trying to get everything set up over here. Last minute.
Shit, I hear you. Well, man, look like we're going to have a jam-packed weekend, man. A jam-packed.
Yeah. Got what, Roddy Race? Friday and Saturday.
And then, fresh off the press, let me get, what Street Sweep at? What Street Sweep and Undertaker at? Then come back. Come back and Street Sweeper, I mean Undertaker, is supposed to be going in the battle with Scrappy. One of our fellow friends, Travis, going in the battle, man. Sunday, if weather permits. Goddamn, JP.
Oh, oh, my bad. Look, I ain't even on me.
Nah, you ain't on me.
Yeah, yeah. We got a, that's right, the Scrappy going in the battle. And the four-car shootout is supposed to be on too, right?
Yeah, and the four-car shootout. Damn, I forget about that. But yeah, man, we should have a jam-packed weekend. Much needed, man. Mr. Kevin Rogers, a.k.a. promoter, a.k.a. car owner, a.k.a. lawyer, that man been busy today. That man been locking in races left and right.
And what else he didn't? What other kind of trouble he didn't got into?
Well, he got old Flacco going in the battle with Mr. Chris Hamilton himself. If people don't know him by his real name, that's Boosted GT out of Fort Worth. They going in the battle Saturday at Rowdy Race, man. That's going to be worth a mission. I ain't going to lie. They got Strappy Pout. Possibly a couple lock-ins, but they don't know yet until they get there. But, man, it's going to be a hell of a deal. And then, like I say, Sunday, here at our own track, man, it is going to be home. I'm trying to get old Roosevelt Greer out the bushes. Yeah, I had to call him by his real name. So he said, get your ass and press the one button. How y'all get my homeboy to do some crazy shit like this?
I don't know where them guys at, man. I don't see Undertaker. I don't see, let's see. Street Sweeper on here.
Yeah, I know Kevin Rogers, he a little busy right now, but I need his ass to hear him do what he got to do and get off mute. Street Sweep, I see you here. I'll maybe pull you out the bushes. But before they press the one button, man, let me just go on and say, we got a couple. I got a couple requests, man, to say a quick prayer for Mr. Galen Smith up there at XRP, man. He had pneumonia, stuff like that. So, Mr. Galen, I wish you a speedy recovery, man, and get well.
Yes, sir. And then don't forget about old Chris, man. Went down last Sunday at HMP.
I was just forgetting
on his bike,
Chris,
man.
I don't know what happened, what went wrong, but man, he really did a number on himself. But man, good Lord, spared him again because he said he coded when he got there. But y'all don't know medical terms. Coded basically means you die. You know, they performed CPR on him and brought him back. And he healed to heal. That's the most important part, man. And like everybody say, materialistic things is exactly what they are. They can be replaced. So I'm glad he all right. Speed of recovery to you, Mr. Chris. I know you out there in the hospital bed resting. But yeah, especially go shout out to him. But back to the business at hand.
Street sweeper.
Anybody? What street sweeper?
Come out the bush.
Street sweeper ain't gonna press. He ain't gonna come. He ain't gonna press the one button. Street sweeper will just be over there working on that Monte Carlo.
There he go.
There he go, street sweeper. How you doing today, sir?
What's going on, Judge? Well, I had to push the one button, but I really can't talk right now because I had some work done yesterday. Surgery done to my mouth yesterday, so I'm really in some pain. I really can't talk. I had about 6 extractions yesterday, so.
Don't talk no more, cause I don't want no stitches to come off.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to get it on out. Yes, Guns World. We are engaging this weekend, going into battle with this scrapping, and I'm pretty sure. This here is going to be something to see. So come on out this weekend, HMP, this Sunday, as we're going to battle, man. It's been a long time coming, hard work, teamwork, dedication. You know, we all been putting it in. So it's time to let it unleash and let it release. You feel me? So I'm going to go back on mute. I'm here, but I'm going to get back on these meds right quick and try to hold on, all right?
Well, heal up there, sir. We wish you luck on that, man.
Yeah,
don't talk too much, man. Thank you for pressing the one button.
Yeah, hope you get better, man. Text Undertaker and tell him he's needed.
Yeah, text Undertaker. He needs to call in because I need somebody to talk.
Yeah, tell him.
Hey, JP, you going up to Dallas this weekend, or are you just going to stay home?
I'm going to try to make it Saturday. If we work Saturday, I'll probably just leave working and shoot straight up there, which will probably put me there about 8:30, 9 o'clock maybe. But I'm definitely going to try to make it. I'll probably just leave work and just come on up, man. Come. I hate to miss all the good action.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to turn out to be a pretty good old race, man. I need the rest of my Houston fellow racers, man, to press the one button, man, kind of like a roll call. Let Dallas know we coming. Let me know who coming, God doggy. But everybody quiet tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, I noticed about this show? It's always a little quiet before a week before a race, man. Come on, y'all. Don't let me down like that. Always before the race, it's quiet.
Hey, this one, the shit talking is supposed to really get tough. They be tough all the way up until the week before, then everybody get quiet.
Get quiet like a sun gun, boy. Man, don't make me have to reach out to my Dallas folks to get my Dallas folks on here, man. All right, damn, by time somebody press one, but hold on.
Hey, Trouble Troy.
Yep.
Hey, we're trying to see with Brandon down in Dallas. Batman,
I think, up and running, but Brandon them ain't running. Brandon down right now. Last I talked to him about. Hold on. 214, press the one button quick. Yeah. Hold on. I wish you could cut it. Whoever this is, I hope they could cut a light like that. 214-3683.
Hey, what's up, Trouble Troy?
What's going on, Rodney?
Yes, sir.
Rodney, you got
I heard that. I just wanted to respond that at this point in time, we are not quite there, but we are working on it. So, I don't know if anything will take place for us because we're going to try and get it out there and take it down Friday. And if everything go right, we might try and engage Saturday, but Friday, we're going to have to see what we see.
How is the Johnny car coming along?
Now that one, I know he was doing some changes, so he probably in the same situation. He is probably in the same boat right now.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, caller from Houston, what's your name that you asked for Batman and Brandon? What was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Mr. Jones. This is Mr. Jones, Troy.
Hey, Mr. Lorenzo.
What's going down? How everybody doing?
Rodney, if you could, for my partner, Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is with the Red Camaro. He's looking for Batman. He actually told me that
pretty
Sunday.
Tony.
All pretty, yeah. Tony. So, Rodney, you're the governor of Dallas right now, man. I'm going to need you to get in contact with those two or three people and tell them to call the talk show because we got somebody looking for him that's coming from Houston. You know, y'all think everything from Houston sweet, so I'm pretty sure they wouldn't mind obliging this, man.
I got you. I will get on that and see what I can do.
Thank you, Mr. Rodden.
Good. Let me know something, Troy.
I will, Mr. Jones.
Going back on mute.
All right. We'll pull you out the bushes when it's ready. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Each time people standing up, man, we're going down there in a convoy, man. As soon as I can get Mr. Rogers to come off the mute button, we'd be all right.
And is he on
here? See, I don't even know if he on here yet. Oh, there he goes. God damn, he don't let me down. He could cut a decent light, too. Let's see. 409-2004, caller, your mic is open. Who do we have?
Yeah, I'm in here, man. I'm in the cut. What happened? What, somebody looking for me? I was in the cut.
Nah, I just want you to tell the world, D-Town, how many locked up races you trying to get to happen. I know you might be getting
call
back when you're ready.
Okay, but yeah, we got Flacco locked in with old Booster GT. That's, you know, be a little barn burner. Are we trying to get old Miss Graham and Scrappy taken care of, but I think we got them boys out of Mississippi with Scrappy trying to do a little something. That might go, and then they said they might have something for Miss Graham. So, and then you got them other two guys saying that they might, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be all right. We got some mics,
yeah,
you know.
Hey, a mic,
you know,
better
two
than
might
a
make
right?
Up a show. Yeah, two mics might make them up a show. We got to keep going. Then, you know, Sunday night, we got to skip on back to Houston and get that out the way, that little situation we got to do. So, you know, we got an action packed weekend. We just got to make sure the good Lord say the same about everything, and it is what it is.
Yes, sir. And for the people that don't know, the car coming out of Mississippi is called Cobra.
Cobra
and Bumpy. So they coming this way. You know, see if we try to make them feel at home.
Okay, well, I'm going on mute. You know, I'm out here doing my little mileage on this bike. And you might hear some stuff you ain't trying to hear, so I'm going on mute.
All right, thank you, sir. that's K-Dog, Kevin Rogers. P.A. Finest, goddamn. All that damn background noise. But yeah, man, it seems like it's going to go good, man. I'm going to see if I can get the actual person that's actually throwing a race to come talk about his race. He hard to get in contact with. Let me see if I can get his ass on here. Last week I got his ass on here, JP, to talk about his race. He started drawing on everybody.
He ain't lying. He came in, went straight to business, and he didn't even talk about the race. He started talking about locking in. Then said he had to go and get back to work.
Yeah, he come talk to say, oh, I got to go back to work now. I need to get Gustavo ass in here. He always talking shit on Facebook. But nah, man, I am looking forward to this weekend. And shit, I can't wait, shit. It feel like we ain't raced in 3 months, man.
Yeah. Definitely ain't. I mean, shoot, I went out Saturday to the radio in the park, and shoot, I was on my way back Sunday, but it ended up raining out.
Man, shit, shout out to Radio in the Park, man. Who won? The car Chen and Herbert Tune. It's a blue Camaro. I don't know the guy named Beautiful Car. I think they won Texas X275. James Tay, he won a small tie, and Dan Da Vinci won 580, man. It was a good turnout, man. Some good action.
And the Mike, I know Mike Stewart. I don't know how bad. I know he tapped a wall or something on the big end in the first round.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that bad. You know, just some little cosmetic stuff.
Cosmetic.
Yeah, really didn't shake him up. I'm glad he was all right. You had the car all right. So, yeah. It was a good turnout, man. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Jones, don't go far. Batman, your mic on.
What's up, man? Somebody pulled out the bat sign, Troy. I heard somebody pulling out the bat sign.
Hey, they come on the talk show going, da na 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 na.
Yeah, man, I heard somebody said it on the talk show. I was already trying to get some things to get out the shop, man. That's how. What's happening, Troy?
No, ain't nothing much, man. I had Mr. Lorenzo, Mr. Jones.
With the
red Camaro asking for you. I know y'all been trying to get that on for a little bit.
Yeah. We try to get that on for a little bit. But, you know, I really talk to Mr. Jones because I know his driver. You know, he'll say one thing, do another. So I don't want to talk to the horses about.
No, Mr. Jones, come off mute.
I'm here, baby. Yeah. What's up, Batman?
What's happening, man? I ain't doing nothing, man. Just trying to stay out the way, man.
Oh, man, only the strong survive. Yo, man, we want to come down and do something Saturday with you. Head up. 5 on 15
well,
or better.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to be ready Saturday. I know that for a fact, man. I got some things I need to take care of. And I don't know if you know, I had hurt my leg and stuff, man, a little while ago. So, you know, I've been trying to get that motherfucker right, man. So, man, I don't know if it's going to be Saturday. Yeah, you know, like I said, I know I got a race on the 13th the following week. I'm not sure about my car gonna make it there or not. Like I said, it just depends on my leg, you know what I'm saying? My leg kinda messed up kinda bad, man. But man, I'm gonna tell you what though. Let me see how I feel this week, man, okay? And I can call you personally because I got your number. And I'm gonna let you know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you know what's going on. And that just for me and you, because like I said, I'd rather talk to you. Your driver, he be talking crazy, so I ain't got time for all that. So.
Yeah, you got my number. Let's do something, man. Like they said, we've been talking about this here for a long time, man. So,
Let's have some fun.
Let's go and do it. Houston,
man, it's
Dallas.
Two guys. Let me tell you something. It's two guys, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if it's going to be here in Dallas or it's going to be here in Houston. It's two guys on the race. I said I was going to race them this year. And we lose a draw, we gonna be all right. And that's one of them is you, and the other is K-Dawg. So like I said, you know, I didn't wish none of this leg problem on me, but you know what? Hey man, I'm gonna get through it though, and I'm gonna get that race. I'm gonna get both of them races on for the years up though. That's for sure though.
Somebody say my name, Troy.
Yeah. I hope you heard
that. Okay. I thought somebody was looking for some action this weekend. I didn't know.
Hey, K-Dawg, listen. If this is just for me and you, buddy, I'm telling you, I'm going to give diabetes from here in Dallas until we get this race on, or is that your race later on in the year or whatever, but we're going to get that race on. Now, I'm going to tell you how much I ain't lying. Now, I just talked to Troy the other day. Troy, what did I tell you?
Yes, sir. That you're going to have to do it, man.
So you going to get that raise before the year's over with, but you can bleed
well,
that.
I ain't got no problem, man. I ain't got no problem with it, back. See, Mr. Dawn over there, see, I got to get my hat, throw my hat off or take your hat off or whatever to him because he in the shootout with me, so we already going to dance. So we ain't got no problem. We already in. We looking for some more action. So we about like me, man. We trying to come to Dallas. We got Houston covered. Well, we supposed to race it, we going to race it. Now we coming to Dallas looking for action. Now your leg hurt. Come on, man.
Now my leg been hurt. A lot of people just don't know. It's been hurt for a minute. It's been hurt for a minute.
Hey, but look here, man. I had surgery on my rotary cuff, my shoulder. That's why I had to get a driver. I didn't want to run you. I want to run your car. Get a driver.
Well, you know, I don't see the thing is, ain't nobody never drove my car. So,
ooh.
I ain't gonna never put nobody in a car that ain't never drove my car.
You got a couple of days.
Hey, John, let me tell you something. One thing I do know, if this bitch here wrecked, it's over. Batman's done. I ain't building no more. I'm done.
I feel you. It ain't cheap.
No.
I feel you.
No, I'm telling you, I'm done.
Yeah, but we prayed ain't nothing gonna happen like that. I mean, an accident is an accident. But I'm just saying, I had a surgery on my rotator cuff, man, where I can't reach up and turn off the switches if I have to. So I had to get a drive. You know, so
I understand.
I ain't trying to run your own feet. I'm trying to run your car.
I understand that, but like I said, I'm willing to put a tone in there. Put a tone in there. I'm gonna put somebody in my car. I'm trying to get that too.
All right, what do you want to do?
Get Lorenzo on the phone.
I don't know.
I can't speak for him.
Okay. Troy, let's move on. Let's see what we're gonna do with Pretty Tony.
Let me see if I get Lorenzo on here. Lorenzo, you listening? Call in on the show. Damn, I'm tired of messing with people. Hold on. Let me text. I'm going to have to use my other text.
What? I'm so sick. I'm so sick of K-Dog. I ain't lying. I'm sick of him, man.
No, shit. Hold on. Let me get Lorenzo on here. Let me get Lorenzo. Hold on. Let me see. Mr. Jones trying to get a lock in, y'all. Dallas, stand up. Houston trying to get a lock in. Let's see if I get Lorenzo. Because they're pretty
strong. I really like to hear that shit, boy. Houston trying to get a lock in. I like to hear that shit. I ain't really lock in, man. God damn, I don't like to hear that shit.
Shit, make me feel good where I'm from. Hold on, let's see.
Man, I like to hear that shit, man.
94-98, your mic
on. Skinny man. I'm just sitting here listening.
Hi, Mr. Matthew.
I heard
staying in the bush.
I'm going to sit back in the bushes.
All right. That's Mr. Skinny man. Waiting for a motherfucker to jump.
All right, let me see.
Lorenzo, waiting on you. Mr. Jones, so we won't forget about it. You know how we get to talking, we forget to go back to where we are. Uh-oh. 4690591.
So they have y'all in order to get in on the conversation?
Well, right. If this is a, who am I thinking
wrong, with? I clicked the wrong, I clicked somebody in on accident. I ain't no motherfucker looking. I ain't that ass up. Yeah, but I'm just here to put my thumb on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We gotta keep that thumb home warm, man.
Hey, Troy.
Yes, sir.
Who's looking for a locked-in race up there in Dallas?
Shit, I ain't got too many Dallas folks on here looking for anything yet.
I heard that. No, I thought somebody said they were looking for a race.
No, we got a Houston car looking for a Dallas car right now.
Oh, I heard I ain't mad at him. Come on with you.
Come on, goddamn. Hold on. I got a 214 finally stood up. 214-7201.
Like yes, sir. Damn. What's going on, Race World?
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I'm enjoying a beautiful day. That's it.
Man, our day wasn't too beautiful out here. Man, rain came through this motherfucker, cooled it off there. I guess it was beautiful, man. Every day beautiful, man. But I got a fellow racer out here from H-Town, man. He was inquiring about y'all. Go by the name of
Mr.
that? Jones. Mr. Jones.
Mr. who?
Who? Mr. Jones. It sound like
Mr. Mikey Jones.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you want? What are you talking about?
He on here. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I won't try Pretty Tony and that Regal. Set it up.
And the what?
That Regal you ran Batman and you beat Batman with.
Well, the Regal ain't together right now. What you got? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I said, what you got?
Say what you got.
My Camaro. The red 68 Camaro.
We got a Z. What are you with? 79Z, full factory interior.
Okay.
That blue Z28, Lorenzo.
Who?
Huh?
That blue Z28 that just raced Rosé this Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue Z28. 28
no balls.
28 no balls?
Yeah, 28 no balls. It's here, backseat, everything, and all glass runners, all steel body.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll lock 500 on 15.
When you want to do it, Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. Let me get Tony in to confirm everything, but I'm sure it's a go. Hold on.
Okay, while y'all do that, let me get my homeboy Alicat in while y'all getting that together. Alicat, your mic open. Well, okay, it's open now.
Yeah, thanks, Troy. I just got off work.
You and me both. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm gonna say something after this here lock in is over with. I don't wanna start and have to stop.
Oh,
is that
all right
with you?
That's fine with me. Just stay in the queue. I was looking for you at Undertaker to talk about the race up this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah, I know, man. I got tied up with my supervisor, but now I'm off now.
Oh, okay. Tell your supervisor to chill out, man. We trying our best out here.
Yeah.
All right, well, Mr. Jones and Pretty Tony and Lorenzo and company could have tried to get it on.
Oh, okay. In the blue car, in the blue 81?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good
race. Yeah, that's
some
good action there.
Yeah. But yeah, hold on.
Hey, Troy.
Yeah, hey, now, I'm sure it's a go. We ain't got no problem with doing that.
What do you say, I got two, Lorenzo. Okay, Lorenzo out of Houston and Lorenzo Dallas. It's both of y'all, Lorenzo.
Well, this is Lorenzo. This is Lorenzo out of Dallas. The Blues, I'm sure we'll go 5 or 15, sir.
Nice car.
That's a nitrous car, right?
Yeah, no, we won't be
yes,
no turbo. It's a nitrous car.
Okay, that's a bit.
In a certain time?
What's it good? 8:39.
Okay, we should.
I was trying to get Roddy Big Head Ass on here
so I could kind of get an idea when the shootout start. You know what I'm saying? To kind of help y'all.
Let me call him.
I think this is Big Head Ass right here. Hold on. Let me see. 214-5880.
What's going on?
This is boy new. God damn, when you been, Gus?
Hey, man, I've been trying to hide, man, staying out the way. You know how that goes.
Yes, sir.
What's been going on, buddy?
Man, same old. Trying to have it right there. Better get the time stuff right now.
Somebody got it. But
we got a lock-in going on right now.
He probably trash
right
now. I don't know. Somebody got too many lines open on the same line.
That's all. No, that's
a lot of feedback.
Move. Is it better now?
Yeah.
So
we're talking about the red Camaro we ran up at Gunndale time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, y'all racing for the red though?
Huh?
Me and Pretty Tony did.
We ran with the Chevy too.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Ran with the Chevy 2 up at
four or five years ago.
I
need a pen and paper. I'm gonna start writing down all my lock-ins and stuff. So we gonna try to shoot for goddamn 8 to 9 o'clock, depending on what the shootout's doing or what Roddy and them got going on.
Correct. I mean, we got to shoot. We got to shoot in the front. We'll just come right down the front, you know. We can say right there, you know, right off the shootout, we can come right on in. We got to wait in that long line.
Okay,
that's cool. About what time is that?
Between 8 and 9 would be good.
That's a bit.
I had to wrestle with my wife, so I had a birthday done aside. So after the dinner, I'm first.
Oh, man. My bad. Well, I appreciate you coming on real quick for us, man.
No, I'm to my side. Got a birthday done.
Oh.
I got to be at 5 o'clock.
Ooh, boy.
So me after the dinner, I'm good to be. Come on.
Okay, good deal.
All right. I got between 8 and 9, Mr. Jones and Lorenzo and Company. Blue Z versus the red Camaro.
Yes, sir.
Good deal. 500
locked in on 15 or better.
Yep.
Okay, good deal.
515 or better.
All right, let me go to this next Dallas caller, 214-7440, Michael.
What up, fellas? You hear me?
Yes, sir. A lot of good.
Yeah, we're here.
Come on, a lot of wind or something in the background.
I got it, Joel, Mr. Talk Show Host.
Hey, I just talked to Rhoda. He said he's doing something with his daughter, so he can't call in. But he said that all the grudges is priority. So he's going to have a lane or two open in the stage lane strictly for grudge racing. And he said no testing after dark. So pretty much like, say, 8:30. You know what I'm saying? Like 8:30, they're going to close the lane. 8:30, 9 o'clock, they're going to close the lanes. And everything else is going to be just shooting out some grudges. And they're supposed to have somebody at the back of the lanes. So if you come up there to grudge, you need to get with your man and, you know, both cars need to come up there together so y'all can come in and, you know, so they'll be a little organized. But he was saying that to let y'all know because he can't call it right now because he's doing something with his daughter.
Okay, yeah, and I also got a text, too, from Gustavo.
Gustavo said the shootouts will be going on. We're going to try to knock them out early as possible. That way, by the sun go down, there's no more testing, tuning, just grudging. So appreciate that, Gustavo. Don't ever call my show, though, but I'm going to see you at the track Saturday, Dr. Duggan, and Friday. Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Joe. Are you racing or are you spectating?
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
If I see something like this, Carl be there.
That dude with Troy, on the line with Troy.
We was bringing four. Now we're down three because we just totaled one Sunday, so.
Okay.
Hey,
we'll be
racing. Trump
Trot. Yes, sir.
Who we get the money to? The lock in and everything.
Well, shit, since y'all got an understanding, y'all just find each other when y'all get there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both respectable team.
I got to put my thumb on it. I told y'all.
Okay, well, give it to King B. Find King B.
Nah, y'all, that's only, don't just stick me in the fire. I'll put my thumb on it because all I'm saying is that's part of the problem. And Alley Cat on the phone, we kind of had this conversation earlier about folks doing lock-ins right. When you do a lock-in, you get your stiff together, you get your DP together, you get your time together, you got that everything in order. And these old bootleg-ass grudge races that have been going on, we can cut that shit out.
Mr. Jones,
you don't have a problem with us. It's locked 5/15 in the lanes, run by no later than 9 o'clock. Between 8 and 9, we ready to go.
Okay, but I agree with King B. I'll give him my money. We'll meet with him and we'll go from there. Might go up. Price might go up.
Is this Mr. Jones talking?
Yeah, this is Ms. Jones talking.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll meet up, me and you, then we'll take it to King B and go from there.
Okay.
Put everything up in case the pot go up.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Troy.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Hey,
Troy.
King B. Yo.
Hey, what's up?
No, somebody just said my name.
Oh, nah, Troy, just me. Rota just texted me. He said that track open at 2 for racers, 4 for spectators, daily drivers at 5, and shootouts and all after dark, no time shifts after 8. So basically after 8, no time shifts, no tips for 2.
No time slip.
After 8.
Ain't that some shit?
All good. No time flip. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I like that.
But
we ain't
got
no problem with no time flip.
No, I ain't no problem.
Hey,
you don't need no time flip when you know your shit.
On race day, ain't no testing. That's the day to show out.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need no time flip.
Dallas, don't be getting on here like y'all calling us. Man, we done called y'all out 5 times today, so be quiet. Stop it. Stop it, B. We had a conversation earlier. I'm going like y'all King Diggling and shit.
Troy, don't do that, Troy, because you over there with a mixed man.
Stop,
B. You don't want to come race with me. Don't do that. I'm going back on you.
All right. KB, yeah. KB, who you like?
With who?
The blue V and the red 69, the 6'8".
Y'all pick me as a DP man. I don't like nobody.
Oh, okay.
There you go, right here. Good answer. So, Mr. Jones, Mr. Lorenzo, B, what time you gonna get that Saturday?
I like the Camaro. I like the Camaro.
You're a motherfucker. B, what time you gonna get there?
I'm gonna be there pretty early. I got somebody supposed to be taking their car out there. I'll be out there.
All right, wait, Mr. Jones and Mr. Lorenzo, y'all gonna look for B and get that set up and get that squash away.
Yes,
let me open up a few few mics real quick. 512-816-6.
Well, I'll tell y'all what. Whenever both of y'all see me, y'all both give me the 500. You know what I'm saying? And
What's going on out there, all y'all slow listeners?
What's going on?
Nah, hey, I'm here with Rose. He got a few questions he want to ask. I'm gonna turn it over to Rose. Here he is, Rose.
Trouble Troy.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for old Bloodhound in the Elko. Anybody get in contact with him?
Alley Cat, Mr. Alley Cat, can you get in contact with Skibo?
We were supposed to do it at the Memorial Day race. So I'm just seeing if they have any plans on coming to Dallas this weekend.
Now, I don't know if Alec can still listen. Hold on. Let me do this.
Troy, are you still in the paint shop?
Still in there, dog. Trust me. We were talking about that earlier, man. Still in there.
Man, I'm waiting on you, too.
I'm talking this little bit up
there. Whoa.
Huh?
You still want to fight on the... We got the out of town coming, or are you on the way till we do it just on one out this regular weekend?
So I really want to go to y'all last on Friday still.
Okay.
No. I don't like how y'all did me.
Okay. Get used to it.
Oh, boy.
I'm still two. The record is 2-1, so.
Like I said, get used to it.
I'm still
up, bro. Y'all gonna redo that same race Friday?
Yeah,
same race.
Tony giving you the hit.
Don't let me break up out of there.
Hey,
you got
Rose.
You got eye to live at this time.
Rose, hold on. Let's ask that.
Yeah.
You not coming, he say.
They're not coming? Okay.
He got to work.
Roll your eye. You're out of the limit this time?
Shit, why would I do that when we already locked in? You're supposed to ask some type of questions before the lock in.
I just asked a question. I mean, you getting what you want. I just asked for your eye out a little bit. That's all.
Nah, I ain't going to do that at all. Any other car coming out of Houston that Troy?
I don't know, man.
Don't say Miss Graham or no shit like that. I can't fuck with none of that.
Well,
Miss Graham still coming?
Yeah, Miss Graham coming.
Okay.
Traffic coming.
Okay.
Joe, I'm just want you to know that Scrappy's coming.
Man, Scrappy locked me in that goddamn Vega. That fucking pro mile Vega. I ain't looking at Scrappy.
That's a friendly robbery right there. That's the only reason that happened.
Hey, Troy.
Yeah, we got the RV out there.
Flag on the plate. Excuse me, Chubb, sir. This thing's real. I got to come out of here, man. I got to come out of here, man. Hey, who is that going to just a pro mile Vega, man? I need to just take care of this, sir.
You ain't supposed to be talking, sweet.
I know, man, but goddamn, man, that's flag on the plate right there, man. There ain't no pro bars going around this motherfucker, man. That's stock expensive, man. Get off the gas with that, man. Don't use that no extra excuse not to get in the water box, man. Come on now. Y'all was doing good, man. Nah, don't worry about it. Be like DJ, just speak with it. But I'm just saying, man, don't use that as no excuse to be getting in the water box, man. Get up there and dance, man. Come on now. Going back on me.
I need me some gun sound effects.
Who was that? Who was that talking?
That was Street Sweep. That was Street Sweep.
What do you got? What car you got?
That Vega. He with that car with the Vega. He with the Undertaker with the Vega.
They looking for some problems.
I don't know. Y'all got to talk to Mr. Undertaker. Undertaker. Somebody got some background noise. Please put
your
phone on mute.
I'm the taker.
Street Sweep. I'm
going to put it on mute, bro. Yeah, look here. We ain't going to be up there this weekend. We ain't going to be up there this weekend.
You say you won't?
Yeah, we won't be up there this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Somebody got some background noise.
I would say we can use one of your body bags to put you in.
If you ain't talking, please, Bull Rider, your mic. All right, dog it. Bull Rider, your mic open. Sorry about that, sir. Bull Rider. 979-2271.
I guess Bull Rider ain't listening. All
right, hold on. One more. 832-2534, your mic's open.
Good afternoon. Rich, well.
Hey, Mr. Undertaker.
What's going on? I heard somebody say something about a pro mod. I got a video out. You see everything you need to see is all stock. So now, that fella that was looking for me, what you willing to give, Lorenzo?
Give?
Dallas.
Man, we
gotta, Dallas, Lorenzo.
We gotta, this is a full-body street car. Well, I ain't gonna call it a street car. This is a full-body car.
That's what you say. Okay. Which one you talking about?
The Blue Z?
Okay, I'll take the break.
Can't give up man like that now.
The whole world saw that one.
We over with a full body car with backseat and everything in it.
Hey, man, take them out.
Hey, this car ain't even
Lorenzo, look for me. I saw what y'all just did with that car. Give me the break and we can dance.
Nah, we can't do that. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Troy, appreciate the opportunity. Look here, man. Scrappy, Mr. K. Rogers, and myself. Hey, we got a little dance if the weather permit this weekend. I just want to thank you guys for that opportunity to let me shine right along with y'all. I'm going back on mute, man.
All right.
Hey, Mr. JP, I'm sorry. JP,
what's going on? What's going on?
And the rest of you fellas, man, y'all have a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Right. Stay in the bushes, though, man.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going to be here, but let me get Lorenzo. Lorenzo,
yes,
I got this little box. I'm putting a bunch of names in. I just want to get clarification if y'all feel like, you know, you can give me the break or something. Can I put y'all in that box and once I shake it up? Listen to what I'm saying. Every Wednesday, I'm going to shake this box up. And whoever I pull out that box, see, I told y'all, when I come back, I'm acting like I ain't got no medicine. I don't. I'm a loose cannon right now. I'm going to pull a name out the box. I'm going to let Trevor Troy say, hey, Undertaker looking for this person. If you don't want the problem, just tell me. It's real easy. Just like today, King B, what I tell you, Red Rock. We done.
A loose camera.
Is it okay if I do that?
That break we gave up, we just didn't have nothing to do. So Sunday and we were testing. And
but you ain't gonna have nothing to do that day. See, because you ain't gonna know when I call your name. You ain't gonna have nothing to do.
Like, well, thing about it, we can't just keep giving. We can't never get nothing. We ain't never got nothing.
Hold on, Rizzo.
Let me get one of my friends. Let me get one of my teammates on here. Who is this I'm talking to? Who is this I'm talking to? I'm listening.
This is Joe. You want the break? We'll get to that part after we talk. You want the break from the Z?
No, who, Joe, who, what you got, man? From the Z?
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the break from you? Okay. Well, how about you give me the break and they'll give you the break.
What you got? I ain't coming down there to beat up on my shit, Joe. Now, is this Joe with the little maroon Mustang?
No, it ain't maroon. It's white. But it could be maroon from the back where you're going to see it if it's light.
What I tell you? Let me hold up. Since y'all got everybody on phone, let me call. Is Mr. Jackson on here?
You ain't got to call nobody.
No, wait a minute. Now, you want the break? I'm going to give you the break, and I'm going to get the break.
Hmm?
Maybe that's how that works.
Hold on. Talk to
Mr. Jackson. Richard, where is Richard at? Where's my buddy?
Richard Jackson put that, ever since Richard Jackson had that video with that extraterrestrial shit he put on there, I'm scared of him shit. If I was anybody, I wouldn't want no smoke. Y'all thought I was raising shit. He topped me with that shit. Damn.
Hey, B, he might have that
pickle sticking on the front of that car when he go down the track. y'all move on with the joke. I'm good.
I can't get Mr. Richard Jackson. Press the one button, that dog. Maybe he's busy.
He's probably eating dinner right now.
Yeah, you know. Oh, there you go. That's why I don't trust the thing on him now. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, sir.
You going to Dallas this Saturday?
Man, I don't know, man. I might end up over there Sunday night. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm going. I'm more than likely, yeah, I'm going. I'm probably going Friday night.
Good deal. Anybody want to try Mr. Richard Jackson? Dallas.
Richard, leave it at home.
What Richard got? But you got a Z28 style y'all got. Well, it's a Camaro, ain't it? Z28.
Yeah, the same car, Troy.
Same car.
Nah, oh, okay. We different. We don't want no problem. We different.
What you say, Lorenzo, when they made that Camaro, they made it a little different, huh?
Yeah, that was nothing. That was nothing. They're not different from us.
Well. We'll be a good race for Richard. Richard, who you got in mind? You know the Dallas folks a little bit.
Man, I don't even know, man. I don't even know, man. I ain't been paying attention. Ain't been much racing big cars down there. You know what I mean? Been a lot of freestyle cars racing down there, but. Ain't really looking at the other cars. Really ain't been a lot of action or, you know, free call. But I mean, I need to stay there and see him make a touchdown or something.
Okay, gotcha.
I know one thing, I definitely run that gray Mustang that I broke on last time. I ain't never got no get back from him. What's his name?
William Eastwood?
Yeah, William Eastwood, yeah. I ain't never got no get back since I broke on the line. I definitely would come back for Saturday.
You, Batman, know him. Batman, see if you get William Eastwood to call in on the show. I ain't seen him in a long time.
He ain't been out in a while, but I don't know if he's running or not right now.
Yeah, I ain't seen him out in a long time. Man, shit, it's like it's going to be a good old shindig shit.
Yeah.
What you working on over there?
Hey,
Troy. Oh, I'm driving down for it.
Hey, Troy.
What you talking about working on, man?
Hey, Troy.
What's that,
back? You know, William had back surgery about a month ago, man. About a month and a half ago. So,
okay.
He said he's gonna try to make one of these races. He's gonna try to make Roddy's or mine, one of the two. So he did say that. So. That's the reason why y'all haven't seen him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, you got old person. You got old person.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, why don't we do something for Saturday?
Well, I already told you. Let me explain something to you again. Well, I told Mr. Jones that I'm having a little bad week this week, so I don't know if I'm gonna come with the car or not. But like I told you, you know, I got a following week out of mine, so. It's still up and up, you know, right now, though. It just depends on how I feel, man. You know what I'm saying?
No problem. Just checking to see if he's going to be there.
Yeah, it depends on how I feel. I'm going to support both races for damn sure. But like I said, it just, you know, it just depends on how I feel that week. This week's been kind of a bad week on me.
Man, you ain't got nothing 2 days in a wake-up.
You say what?
You ain't got nothing 2 days in a wake-up.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I wish this motherfucker wake up 4 months ago.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Hey, if you got the background noise, please go on mute because I got like 15 mics open. I don't want to turn everybody off. Let me get to this other mic. 832.
Do they got a shootout this weekend?
Joe, text Roddy next. Is it a small tie shootout going on?
Yeah, they got a. Let's see, hold on, let me see if they got. They got a small tie shootout, Troy. They got a no time. 200 by.
I'm pretty sure they got a small tie shootout. Yeah.
No catch for Friday night. 28-10-5. A small.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let me get to this call. 832-3549, your mic open.
What's happening, Troy?
What you say, Dre?
Man, just sitting back listening to this your stuff.
Oh, okay. Good to have you on here. Cameron, you open.
You probably trying to get all them people on his line, Troy. Damn it, Michael. Come on, K-Dot.
Hey, Troy, what's up, JP? Hey, ask Rose if he'll take the back tie from Scrap.
Rose. Still on here? I think Rose might have fell off. Yeah, I don't see that number on here he was calling from. Might have fell off. K-Dot. All
right. Yeah, they said earlier they didn't have no room for no more razor, but Rose come on here looking for trouble. So you got to kiss him while, I got to kiss him while he's trying something, B.
Okay, I'm going back home. Yes, I don't know what happened to Troy. Troy, where you at? Y'all know.
Troy muted himself
on the show. Yeah, I don't see Rose though.
Hey, JP.
What's that about it, Dre?
Hey, who got out of that Vega and that goddamn book?
Oh, man, I'm going with the home team all day.
All right.
Undertaker gonna dig his own grave.
I need to pay you a visit over there, sir.
I'll be out there. I'll definitely be there.
Flip one checkers all the way to the front, man.
It's going to be some good action. It's going to be some good action. It's going to be a good race.
Down, man. I hear him over there trying to get his swole on while we on the phone.
I'm on mute, man. I'm on mute.
I just heard you chunking them in the air.
This is too hard.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll definitely be out there Sunday. Shit, that race, and then they still got the four car gonna get off.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Y'all ain't going up to Dallas, Dre.
Hey, let me be missing a little bit. Let me be missing.
Go ahead,
Undertaker. What'd you say about that?
Dallas? I was just finna ask you, how you gonna get knocked out if you don't never get in the ring?
Hey, you doing what a lot of people scared to do.
Well, now I do know that. I do know that. I've been on some of these phone calls.
There's a lot of people show up to the track week in, week out with some pretty race cars, and they look good going up and down that track by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
they ain't getting in the water box next to somebody.
Hey, Skinny Man still on here?
Nah, he hung up.
Nah, Skinny Man fell off.
But 214-1193, your mic open.
Leroy.
Hey, did Trump find his way back?
Yeah, he found his way back.
Hey.
Yeah, I was back.
I'm gonna go on mute, Troy. I didn't press no button.
Okay, well,
all I did was look at my Bluetooth book.
Hey, Leroy.
How you doing, Mr. Port Arthur?
Ain't nothing. I'm just speaking, brother. I ain't heard from you. Just speaking.
Huh?
I'm just speaking. I said I ain't heard from you. I was just speaking, man. Letting you know I was tipping your way this weekend just in case. I had to get permission. I'm telling you now I'm going to tip your way.
Well, hold on. Everybody else on her, this motherfucker big, and I might wear big too.
What you mean? Who begging? Put a name on.
All I'm hearing is the brakes, the back tires, and all of this old shit. But you might as well yield something too. You want to give another break?
Nah, man. That's Maze time. What we doing with that, man? We ain't gonna come to Dallas. Nah, we not gonna come to Dallas and let the welcome mat. I know, Lord, no. We do that in Houston. We do that shit in Houston on this side of the track.
Hey, man. Nah,
we come out there.
You ever roll out the red carpet for me or something?
Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do it, man. I do your head up, though. I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, we raising no fee.
Oh, nah, I lose. I decline.
Okay. Well, I'm about the only head up I can get, brother.
Okay, well, we tried, man. What about that red carpet? I'm still.
I'm still gonna let you know. As soon as this finishes, you'll get tapped on the show.
Okay. Cool. I'll probably be on the other side by the time, you know.
No. You'll be there. It'll be there.
Oh, okay. It'll be there this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might have to say that tune-up. Okay, I might have to say that tune-up, Troy. We got to say that tune-up. Okay.
Put that real high one in there where it shoot fire after side exit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we don't even have side exits on it. You know we ain't never going to play the side exits. The only side exit car we got, Troy car, and that mother shoot so much flame, it burned the paint.
I don't want the flames. I want that real hot tuna. That real hot
one. Oh, no. The more just funny color flame, the more just, no. Just orange, the more orange flame. We don't have that. Nah, we don't do that. No, Lord. That's the appetite for destruction. No, we don't have them. Matter of fact, we don't have flames on none of them cars. Troy car, the only one got flames. They pretty in blue.
Hey.
And I think he do that to show out. You know what I mean?
You want to get that back tie away right there too? I mean, I'm asking you, feeling generous. Do you want to get that back tie?
With what and in what? Talk to me. Let me see. I might go to Sean. In what? Scrapping with you in? Your white car, the Ghost?
No, hell no.
For what?
That burning car.
No, we run that head up. No, man. We stepping out of line doing that. No, sir.
Man, thought you were feeling generous, man.
Oh, I got to be high. Do shit like this.
Shit. I got to get that man some
high. Huh?
I was just asking, man. I just feel like you never know an answer to a question to your ass, right?
Yeah, you got to head up, though. You got to head up, actually.
I heard somebody say they had a box a while ago. I just want to see if I can pull that out the box too.
Oh, that's the Undertaker out the box.
You can get put in that box, Brandon. You part of that unfinished business.
Oh shit, I ain't giving them a break, man.
Brandon, wait a minute, the last time me and you ran, how did we run?
Shit, head up.
Off the trailer, right?
Well, nah, I had a race before that, actually.
Okay, well.
So who won? Who won that race?
He did.
Oh, so I'm getting it. Now the names in your box are the people that beat you. You don't just have a random
No. Some of the people in that box I was supposed to race, but it didn't make it.
Oh, but the majority
like Trouble
of them
Troy.
The ones that beat you.
Trouble Troy in the box. He in the box.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Damn. You know how to put
so
we'll
on
the
box.
We'll let
y'all go by
names
out.
Well, I put Tyson in the world. I put Tyson with him one night.
Tyson.
I had to show him. Yeah, he asked for Tyson. I had to go ahead and get him what he's looking for. No big deal. Who's
hey,
all love?
Troy.
All love.
Troy.
Yes.
When is Ted all going? Do you have another race 4 years or what?
In
October,
right?
October 31st.
In October?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we can dance it here and dance it mine in November then.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how we dance. Now, you know, you tip on the Houston, I dance with you. You come on back and, you know.
Yeah.
Get
I'm going to give you a race this year. If God say the same, I'm going to give you a race this year.
Straight off.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Let's talk and more dancing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, we're going to dance. Hey, Undertaker, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm fine yourself, young fella.
I see you got your car back running, huh?
Huh. It's a new program.
New program?
Okay. And I'm just thinking, cool hand Luke, ain't it? Cool hand Luke. Cool hand Luke, man.
Mike, you know, you can put me in that box too, you know. I know you owe me.
Batman. Me and you gonna leave that alone unless you gonna.
Let them what? Hello?
Come on in there, cat. Come on in there, cat.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
What you gonna do for the small block? I really want to get at you. What you gonna do for the small block?
Oh man, hold on now. Hold.
No. If you're gonna make it a fair race, let's talk. If you ain't gonna make it a fair race, just leave it alone.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Okay, what do you call your fair race?
Back time to break. You gave me a bunch of whoppers in your words. You gave me a bunch of whoppers.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. You're in a Vega now, right?
It don't make no difference, Batman. You gave me a bunch of whoppers.
Oh,
do you want to lock this in or not?
Hold on, can I just talk to you now? Don't get mad.
I ain't mad. I'm trying to get to the business.
Okay.
I don't want to do a lot of talking.
Listen.
I told you I ain't got no medicine. I ain't got no medicine. It's lock or no lock.
Hey, man. Wait a minute, man. Hold on, dog. Wait a minute.
Now, see, a few minutes ago, your leg was hurt. Now you're trying to lock me in. So let's get to the business.
Listen, you didn't hear what I just said. I asked Kate on this race. Because that's the same race that I'm going to go.
We got to go way over there. Matter of fact, I'll be in Dallas for that last man standing. I don't even have to get in that shit.
I don't have to get in that, man.
Let's lock this shit in and get it over with.
We ain't doing nothing head up with you.
Okay. Go to the next movies, MP.
All right. I thought maybe you wanted to ask it again.
Thank you, Dre.
All right, wait a minute. Before we get off this subject, man, ain't this the same feud that we had when Batman said he ran over the Undertaker with the no nitrous on or some shit like that? What happened back then?
I'm just trying to get my memory.
Damn, Batman took him to Burger King? I just thought maybe he didn't want his action back since he got his car. I'm glad you got your car back running, big dog, for real. Real talk, no bullshit. I just thought maybe you wanted the action again. You know, that's all I was, you know. That's all
so
I was
that. Was that race head up that you did?
Yeah, it was head up. I did forget to turn my nitrous on. I'm shooting you not, for real.
So you can cut your nitrous on now.
Yeah, because he got a little bit lighter car now, so I'm going to turn the switch on. I'm going to turn the nitrous switch on now.
Hey, man. Y'all start. Hey, King B. Stand down. That man. Let's get the lock in if we're going to lock it in. A fair race. Let's get it.
Since you ain't had your nitrous
and you got me like you did, now do something for me with your nitrous. Make it fair. Let's get it. Let's lock it.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you get your program together, okay?
No. See, all them excuses. That's a duck. That's a duck right there, and I feel it.
I'm gonna let you get your program together for real, okay? Stop that.
That don't look good on you.
No.
I'm telling you right
now.
That don't look good, Batman. That don't look good on you. That don't look good for real.
a few minutes ago, Mr. Jones and Richard Jackson just called you out. You had leg problems. All of a sudden, you heard about Undertaker in the wagon. Now you want to – I'm trying to get you to lock in, man. Do you want to do this or not?
It's a one-time offer for you.
Otherwise, it's a dead dog. It's a dead dog.
Are we going head up, though?
No, you got me, Batman, with no nitrous. You got me with no nitrous.
But you got a totally different car now.
And I had my tongue hanging out. Batman.
You got a totally different car now, though.
Stop that.
Hey, Bat.
It's the truth, huh?
Hey, Batman.
If you're scared, then just accept that. Listen, I'm not never scared to get up that other side. I mean, but you got to realize he asked for the black ties and the break or something that, you know, I know it's a beta, which I know that fit probably don't weigh no more than my shoes do. So I'm saying he got to be pretty quick. He got to be kind of fast.
Oh, man. Hey, let's move on. They didn't.
Thank you.
Ties off and everything. Let's move on.
Okay, well, listen, man. I'm about to say this. Let me know who you want to hear that. We'll go back at it again.
Never.
We're going to move on.
We'll leave that alone.
Hey, Troy.
What? Yes, sir.
Can you find out if Jackie, maybe Jackie got something for me over there around? Can you see if Jackie?
Richard, wasn't that William text me? He said that he said he won't be out this week, but he'll be out the following week. Is that what he told me? He said he's feeling a little bit good, but he said he's gonna wait till another week or so before he get in that car.
So he said he'll
be out the following week.
Sure, can you see if Jackie's on the line? Maybe he got something for me to run over there.
Jackie Diva.
Mr. Jackie. Mr. Jacket Diva, where you at?
He on here.
See you down there. Just waiting for him to press that one button.
I know he a little bit off that transbake button in there, huh?
Yeah, he probably working in the shop.
Come on in, Mr. Jacket.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing today, sir?
How you doing?
Man, I'm always delicious. What y'all got going on?
Oh, I ain't nothing much. Mr. Richard Jackson, one of the Houston Grudge racers, is asking about you.
Hey, Jackie,
yes,
you got anything over there that wants to run for a little bit of money or something?
Only thing I got running right now is Ricky's car. We'll try you.
All right.
It's just a race. Let's get something going.
All right. Head up.
Saturday.
All right. No problem.
All right.
See?
Simple.
Yeah, that was
right.
Easy.
Boy, I like
that. What's understood don't need to be said.
Yes, sir. We'll get to the track out there. We'll get everything worked out. But, yeah, it ain't no problem. You know I'm good for it.
Yes, sir. We know that. Good.
Yes, sir. That made me feel better. Danny, make me want to close my show out on that.
I don't close the show. We're just getting started.
And see, I'm just saying, Jackie was so simple. It was like a closing the show, you know. Yeah, we're like, what the motherfucker said last week? Damn, grudge race is like a marriage proposal, man. A marriage. So much shit you got to understand. But shit, that was simple.
Nah, Richard understands. Anytime he come up here, he ain't got a race. If I got my car running, he's got a race with me. I ain't got it running. He going to be up here. You know, shit, we probably ain't got a chance, but we're going to try him. We're going to give him a race. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Sir, yes, sir. Can't have two winners.
Damn, that was happened so quick. Shit, yeah, and then that's straight. Thank you, Richard and Jack. Appreciate that. Damn, K-Dog dropped off again. Thanks, man. He's about to start hanging up. I don't know. All right, he's too busy getting swollen. Too busy getting swollen.
So, hey, Mr. Joe, like I asked you earlier, are you still doing a barbecue? I mean, if you racing, you gonna keep your car at home?
You say Mr. Jones?
No, Joe. I know he's still on here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you say what? Whatever. Who's that asking about me?
I say you bringing your car. You sexing.
Ask me that. I told them I'm bringing three cars. We were bringing four, but one of them got totaled Sunday. So now we're bringing three.
Oh, okay. Well, what?
Somebody got some background noise. Can y'all please go on mute, please?
Probably was Mr. Jackie.
Hey, Mr. Jackie, where?
Who's it?
What three you bring?
Who I'm talking to? Put him in there.
Who you talking to? The host of the show, Ignis?
Oh, that's Troy. My fault. my fault. I'm over missing my mom and dad and dog.
Come on, Troy. Come on, man.
Hey, Troy.
I'm bringing mine. I got a glass today. A glass.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing mine, and I'm bringing another little coupe, little Burgundy coupe, and then Troy, we bringing the Cutlass.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Good deal. Yeah. Y'all just bring the Cutlass. Gonna bring out his first. It's gonna be his first out in it, huh?
We had that. It don't matter. It came out last week. It made a little 500-foot lunch, and
okay.
Did all right. So we're gonna try to see if he can bring it out Thursday or Friday to get a full hit on it, and then hopefully get some decent action Friday or Saturday.
Gotcha. Good deal. I'll see y'all there
Friday. All right, I'll be there.
Hey, see, I told you, JP, we should have ended the show after Jack and Richard locked in. Everybody got quiet now.
Hey, Troy, Mr. Troy, is Mr. Jones still on here?
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you race for small money, sir, or you just race for that big money?
Hold on a second. You still there? Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, I say you race for, will you race for small money or just the big money?
What you call small? Who is this?
A couple hundred dollars is small for me.
Oh. What car is it? Who is this?
It's a little black 78 Z28.
We're running for 1500. Not familiar with the car. We'll take a look at it.
We're going to race Richard, so, I mean, you can look at it then.
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
All right, well, so we tried to get them. JP, you on this? I told you. Should have hit the show. Somebody done took a hiatus.
Hit the end button. Cut it out.
Somebody got a.
I got the background noise.
Man.
What's going down? Shit, I was on that doggone talk show and shit. Wouldn't let me switch over and shit, right?
You on the talk show still? Whoever that is.
So I got about another 30 minutes. Hang on, stay on till about 9. Shit, and then everybody's trying to see pretty much going back and forth, trying to see who's going to do what this weekend.
That sounds like Rodney.
Rodney, yeah, you got it. I was looking for him, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I know voices, boy.
Whew.
Rodney's for to say something to hurt my feelings. I can tell how that conversation was going. All right, 214-7626.
Hey, what it do? How y'all doing? Trouble Troy, JP, this me, Flip, man. How y'all doing, guys?
Hey, Mr. Flip. Just the man I want to talk to, man. Congratulations going in the battle this weekend, man. You're in one for one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one for one. I mean, red light to red light, and it's kind of like, you know, we both fell on that floor. So I can't wait to get back in the paint with his ass. I mean, it was all fun, and I'm just excited to hear all these lock-ins for this weekend, man. I mean, I'll be watching on the live feed, man. I done had my ass out the house, you know, one too many weekends here lately. So I got to come in here and serve the time with the kids and the wife this weekend. But man, I'm gonna enjoy it watching. If I can sneak out later on, I'm definitely gonna go out there, you know, and show my support and, you know, go out there and check out these fast hot rods, man. Because I'm a spectator before anything, so I kind of like that. I just want to check in with you guys and say, y'all, I'm enjoying all these lock-ins and all this racing, and I'm looking forward to either watching it or being there in person. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Like, gonna be a hell of a show.
Yeah, man. Looks like it's shaping up a bit. I mean, I know there's a lot of other races in between, but I mean, I personally, I got my sights set on July 11th, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. That's going to be a hell of a race, too. Y'all been racing a little bit more than we have, for time-wise. So, us Houston guys, we can't wait to get out the house. I support you, so you say. So, we're going to go out there with our chest poked up.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, hell. A couple weekends ago, hell, I went out and went testing and fucked around and won a shootout. So, if my dumb ass can do it, I'm pretty sure anybody else can, too. So, you know what I mean?
You got some meat over there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go and mute my mic, fellas. I just wanted to just chime in for a quick second, and I'm listening. I've been listening, and can't nobody – I'm just going to forewarn everybody. Michael Myers is hurt. That nigga stubbed his big toe. I don't know what happened, but I got to run him over there by the doctor's office and see if we can't do some something here pretty soon. But as soon as he's out the hospital – y'all already know, dead on somebody ass, I'm going to go. And I promise y'all this, by the end of the year, that motherfucking Casper, that motherfucker, he ain't even going to be white no more. That motherfucker going to be obtuse. I promise you that.
Wait, Flip, what you say he going to be? He not going to be white, he going to be what?
He's going to be obtuse, and I don't even think that's a motherfucking color. I actually think that's an angle. But it don't even make a fuck. I'm gonna fuck him up 7 ways from Sunday. Not 6. I'm gonna fuck him up 7 ways from Sunday because his mouth is just a little bit too fucking big.
Yes,
I got to knock his way off that high horse. So, but yeah, man, I'm enjoying the lock ins and all that. And man, I just can't wait till we all at the track together. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, Flip, you should have seen me on them live feeds. I was like, man, are you serious? You know, first race he red lit, second race you red. I was like, oh man, come on.
Hey, who you telling? When I let go of that button and I seen that motherfucking Rudolph looking at me, I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me here.
Troy, the bad thing about it was walking off the start line arguing with everybody talking about it was a setup. The whole race was a setup. My shit, ain't no setup going on here. These motherfuckers here trying to get at one another. Y'all don't understand. Not as a setup. Y'all fuck my money. Shit, ain't no setup going on. Promise you. How about you think it's a setup?
Because when Flip said he was 004 red and Martin was 013
red? Nah, he was 002. I was 004. He was 002. And he showed me a red.
Trying to get
at. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I mean, they got a quick hot rod, and that's what you want. I mean, you want to get up there with somebody that's a fucking race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know how you stand unless you go against the baddest. And right now, shit, the Ghost is the baddest around here. So, I mean, I ain't going to say he the baddest. He's just a car out there racing. Let me retract that motherfucking statement. He just out here racing. So, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? I just, if you're racing shit, I'm trying to race with you too. So, you know,
I got to put my thumb on it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Flip, you said he was the baddest, so that means you think the movie, and then you kind of thought about it, and you were like, nah, let me go on crazy, because you don't want so. You got to mean what you're saying. Say what you mean now, Flip. So is he the baddest?
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you're absolutely right. And let me do my politician right now. Let me not retract that statement, but let me just edit it. He is the baddest when I'm not at the tuck. Okay? He is daddy big ball when I'm not at the tuck. When I'm in that motherfucker, he needs to learn his role, and that's Ghost's problem. He don't know his role. So I got to pull out this big old stick and smack his ass up the outside of the head a couple times. I need to let him know. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. I retract that. Let me just edit that real quick. And, he all right. You know what I mean? He all right.
So, Flip, in other words, you want him to keep that title. He's the baddest, so when you beat him, you know you're the baddest.
Damn straight. Because I promise you, in his head, motherfucking me and John Force ain't got nothing for him. And that's cool, you know. He keeps that confidence, but I want to see if both them cars make the trip. If both of them motherfuckers make the trip, then we'll know. Because right now, them the only two cars up here in DFW with oil pressure that's racing, and I ain't knocking my homeboy Richie Price, but Richie is down right now for, you know, this, that, and the other, too. So I think he subbed his toe, too, when Ghost fucked him up. So, you know what I mean? I mean, we all over here.
Are they the only big tire cars racing?
You're right, because all the rest of them, I mean, they just... We don't really have a lot of big tire grudge cars out here. And Bill, if you're listening, please save that white and blue motherfucker. Because you know what? It's like, and I hope ain't no kids on the radio right now, but it's like when you and your old lady and y'all mad at each other and you don't get up in them skins for a couple of weeks, you know what I mean? And you get up in there and that motherfucker, you know what I mean? You just get up in there. It's like, I need Bill to be just like that. I need Bill to be so fresh. I need Bill to be so fresh and so tight. When I slide that motherfucker up in there, that motherfucker start backing up. Whoa, what you doing, boy? What you doing?
Hey, Flip say he need Miss New Booty. That's what he need. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is not PG-13, goddamn. After 8:15, it is rated motherfucking R. And I hope, Bill, you're listening, you keep that motherfucker tight for me, baby, because when I come down there on July 11th, I'm going to roll all up in that motherfucker. I promise you that.
Hey, Flip say he's going to give him the whole enchilada, huh?
Tell Flip, watch his mouth, my grandson on here.
Hey, man, you need to mute your phone, and you probably don't want to have your granddaughter on a talk show like this, man. Again, we addressed this 3 weeks ago. Listening and reading is fundamental. Please don't distract right now because grown folks are talking. And I'm going to mute my mic on that because I'm not going to go down that motherfucking road today. I'm not going to go down that motherfucking road today.
Y'all fucking with Flip, boy.
Hey, you better lay down on your stomach, Dre.
Move on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking with him.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn.
Flip sound like he got a full glass over there tonight.
Flip caught me off guard like a motherfucker. Reading is fundamental.
Hey, JT, it ain't even a full glass, baby. I done had a whole motherfucking bottle tonight. So, you know what I mean? I hear some shit like that pop off. I just got the, you know that game at Chuck E. Cheese, Whack-A-Mole? You mean you stick your motherfucking head up, I'm going to whack your goddamn ass tonight. I'm going to whack-a-mole your motherfucking ass tonight. I ain't tolerating not a goddamn thing tonight, motherfucker. Fuck that shit.
I'm on one, as they say. Hey, Flip, I like Flip, you know, Flip my dog, man. I've been, me and Flip been fucking around, man, since the beginning of time, man. Me and Flip used to race every, try to race every goddamn weekend and shit. We ain't give a damn about none of that shit. He's still the same
damn
way. You gotta love it, man. Gotta love it.
You been damn straight. I'll tell you what, we didn't put these things together to be in no museum. I can promise you that. You know what I mean?
These are race calls,
and they need to be raced. That's it.
Yep.
But I'm gonna mute my mic because it looked like the hit dog done hollered, so he done laid down. So I'm gonna mute my mic, guys. I'm listening. I'm enjoying the show, and y'all will keep on with these lock-in shit because I love it. You know what I mean? Every single one of them.
Hey, I'm gonna put that stick on my colors. Reading is fundamental.
Flip and Martin really looking. I ain't got that old Camaro up no more, boy. That ass had ass a handful.
And you know what? And I would love it. And you know what? Win, lose, or draw to me is more. It's more fun just the race, the competition, the build up, all of that. That's what it's about. I love it. Shit, I wish there was more cars out here to race. Because whether I get my ass kicked or I get some ass kicking, you know what I mean? Shit, we racing, and that's what this is all about. So, I mean, to me, shit, I'm good. I mean, the losses suck, but it's the competition that kind of gets me up on the wheel, you know?
Right. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to go on mute. I'm just so glad I got to park that motherfucking Camaro all on top of Flip motherfucking head right before I checked out the race game. And I'm going on mute, everybody. Good night.
That damn King B.
God, dog, man. Shit.
I guess, hey, not every time I have to Flip speak, I guess we ain't got nobody saying. God damn. Hey, where's my Houston people at, man? My Houston people just kind of left me out in the dark, man. Dallas, get on his car and
hey, Troy. That's that goddamn Lakers walk, boy. I went over there and fucked with Flip. God damn it. Look. Got big bottles of that shit. Steady trying to pull me a cup. I got to drive. I ain't going to be fucking with you all day.
Yes, sir.
And to refilling as soon as they get down low, huh?
Look, hey, he had something to do, and I was trying to get out of there. But if I would have stayed there longer, he would have kept going.
So would have, JP. We would have kept that party going until the sun came up. Because I didn't have a goddamn thing to do the next day. I promise you that.
Yes, sir. Man. And we got old King B back. God, dog, it's good to hear King B back with this crazy laughing and dog hitting ass.
Hey, man. I just try to do it.
Yes, sir. We need you back out here. We need you back out here in the car, though, B. When the day going to come, man? Gonna come
shit,
out of retirement
soon? I don't know. Hell, somebody may let me drive that car. Shit, hell, I don't know. Maybe somebody may pick me up as a driver or something. Shit, I don't know. I ain't spending no more money on no damn race car. Shit, that shit costs too much money, man. So if anybody looking for a high gun, y'all give me a holler. Shit, I still got skill, man. It's like riding a bicycle. Shit, I goddamn let that train break go. Shit, down on somebody's ass, I go. But I appreciate this show, shit. This show just pulled me right on back into Dallas. Hell, I had a long day. Keep me waiting.
Yeah, it need to keep running a little bit. I'm trying to get over here to Birmingham.
We on that road, man. This show gets where you need to be, Jack. I ain't lying.
Hey, yes, Rotor Chicken is something to look forward to every Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Hold on. I got two more mics that just popped up real quick. K-Dog, you already in here. Gordon, your mic open.
She muted my mic, man.
Man, that's JP muting your shit. Gordon, you open, sir.
Yeah, I just checking in. It's been a while. I know I called it a little late. I was just trying to catch up, see if anything was popping.
Yeah, you've been MIA for a long time. Y'all has been MIA long as DJ have been, man. I don't know why y'all boycotting my show and shit, man. Come show your friends some love.
Nah, it wasn't no boycotting. I just had a lot of other things going on and always getting caught up, not getting to get on here and shit.
Well, glad to have you back, sir. You riding out to Dallas this weekend, or you gonna stay here in Houston?
I think I might be taking a little road trip tomorrow. I might end up wandering on over there.
Oh, okay, good deal, good deal.
Yes, sir.
You ain't lying,
huh,
Troy? DJ been
kind of
quiet, huh?
Yeah, DJ been quiet in the motherfucker.
What you say, Gordon?
No, that's me.
Oh. Rich.
Rhoda just texted me and asked me what the Grudge wanna do now that their shootout didn't pop out. Is he still know he coming up here or what?
B.
Wait a minute. Hey, what happened? So
B, like my second co host.
What happened?
Rhoda want to know what's up with Grudge. Is he still coming?
Man, Rhoda went to talking that jibber jabber shit the other morning, talking about we got to wait until Thursday, Friday or something, let him test the car and all that shit. Man, we don't play. That ain't how we do our program. But most likely, yeah, we're going to be on the premises with the Grudge, looking for some action. So, you know what I'm saying?
All right, there go your answer there, Leroy. I mean, Joe.
God damn, I look that old.
Better not let my partner hear that. Ain't his birthday today? He hung up already.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's Leroy's birthday. That's why
happy
I see
birthday,
it.
Happy birthday, Leroy. Hey, but yeah, man, we're pretty gone. I guess get ready to get up out of here. Hold on, let me see if I can try to open Smooth back up. He had some background noise. Smooth, you back open?
Hey, I'm
Smooth.
Still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here. Just checking things out. There's everybody.
You get to hear your voice again. Mm-hmm. Y'all coming back out Smooth.
It's
almost over, yeah. Come on.
All right, fellas, well, we're going to get up out of here, man. You got to get to work. For everybody that called in, man, I appreciate y'all. We'll catch y'all. We'll do a recap. Let y'all know how this weekend go. And
hey, Troy,
check out
Troy,
y'all next week.
Yo, you are gonna be on the property,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I have something for you, sir.
Oh, okay, good deal. Good deal, my man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. That's why I say my man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give it to me like Saturday night, man. You can't give it to me on Friday or anything like that, because I gotta be A1 for the rest of the week.
Oh no. Oh yeah, I understand that. I understand.
Okay. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for checking in, man. We'll check up with y'all next Wednesday, man. Thank y'all.
All right.